Countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal. Check out tens of thousands of technical articles on our new knowledge hub on farmersjournal.ie.
Now, it's a new year and some of our listeners may be thinking of new challenges, possibly setting up a business in the form of a food company. If you're a farmer looking to develop a product on or a new mum who's a new baby product idea in your head, applications are now open for Foodworks 2021. Foodworks is a programme run by Borbia, Targask and Enterprise Ireland to develop export-driven Irish food and drinks businesses. And Suzanne Campbell joins me. Suzanne, good morning. Tell us more.
Good morning. Good morning, Damien. Yes, it's a new year, of course. There's lots of things going on, but there's also, I think, many of us and many people who've also plans for this year and want to do something different, want to set themselves a goal. And of course, one of the big, you know, one of the big features we cover on this programme is our amazing food industry and our artisan food industry. We might be familiar, and listeners might be familiar, with the very successful food brands like Lismore Biscuits down in Waterford, Bean and Goose Chocolates, Wicklow Wolf Brewing. These were all companies that went through the Foodworks programme. And it's a kind of a mentorship programme, giving advice, giving expert advice, giving workshops, business progressions, business plans, working with small businesses to scale up their companies and ideally bring them to an export level. And it's been, the Foodworks programme, it's been in operation on since 2012. Now more than ever, I suppose, especially with Brexit, there's so many challenges facing business owners, but also it's a time when perhaps farming is looking around and saying, maybe I'll do a bit more value added with my product. Maybe people are looking around the supermarket shelves and saying, I could make that product in Ireland because imports are going to be under more stress. And we've already seen that with food coming into Ireland. I could make that here, perhaps make it better. So 10 companies joined the Foodworks programme this year and indeed every year. And earlier this week, I talked to Omar Haki from Jordan. He's living in Clonmel with his wife and two children. He's an agronomist. And he told me about how he came to Ireland 2 years ago to work in another job in mushrooms and how then he became a food entrepreneur.
I actually first came to Ireland here on a job. And unfortunately, 6 months later, I found myself out of a job. So I had the option either to, you know, look for a alternative employment or perhaps to try and see if I can do something, you know, on my own that would be beneficial to me, but also have good ripple effects for the local economy, perhaps the farming economy. Because I knew a little bit about cheese making, I started to investigate what was there in the market, perhaps work on something that the Middle Eastern or Levant society here in Ireland would appreciate, like our types of semi-hard white cheeses. And we stumbled upon halloumi. The product that we have now, we think, is far superior to any import.
And what makes it different or what makes it special?
Quite a few things. First of all, grass-fed Irish milk has a lot of unique features. It's very rich. It's high in something called CLAs, a special type of fatty acid that makes it extra healthy. But the other thing is that we have chosen to make our cheese the old-fashioned traditional way. So instead of using semi-skimmed milk or skimmed milk or using milk powders, we actually do it the old-fashioned natural farmhouse style.
Tell me how the Foodworks program, what was your involvement with it and how it helped you?
Well, we were introduced to the Foodworks program in February of 2020. I went to their initial meeting. I met some of the experts there and I pitched the idea to them just very simply that we want to be Ireland's first efficient makers of artisanal halloumi cheese. We're not the first makers of halloumi cheese in Ireland. There are quite a few excellent artisanal makers, but we want to go to that next level where it becomes a little bit more efficient and we can compete directly with the imports. A few weeks later, we were informed that we were one of 10 companies selected to participate in Foodworks 2020.
Wow, that's fantastic. And what happened from there then?
It involved sessions with experts, advisors, meetings with past Foodworks alumni. The whole thing was amazing, to be honest.
So alongside Omer's business, which is called the Proper Dairy Company, mm-hmm. based in Clonmel, are Brady's Coffee, the Vegan Sandwich Company, and others then in that 2020 round, all companies creating new foods in Ireland, all at very different stages of development. So I talked to Eddie O'Neill, the artisan food specialist from Chagas. He helped steer the companies, especially in product development. He told me what kind of people and what kind of businesses apply.
There's no hard and fast applicant for the Foodworks programme. in a perfect world, we would all have them in business for X number of months and things like that. Mm. Sometimes people come up with a fantastic idea and we actually get on board with that. Other people are further down the line. They have a product already done in process. The product may be on the Irish market and they want to expand into European markets and beyond and so forth. And we cover a range of products, beverages, both fermented and non-fermented. We cover snack products, meat products, dairy products and so forth. So there's a wide, wide range of companies that we can facilitate.
Is the main aim to create products and to give companies the tools to become exporters? Is that really where you want to see them performing?
The main aim is us to progress the companies, be it from an idea startup or be it with their product that can be developed over time. And sometimes this involves using our extensive facilities that we have in Chagas in both Moorpark Technology in Cork and at the Prepared Consumer Food Centre in Ashtown in Dublin, where we can take clients and build our business in a controlled and scientific fashion.
What's very relevant, I suppose, is dairy. We are massive dairy commodity producers. Liquid milk is a small portion, but most dairy goes into big creamery businesses like Arrivo or Glanbia. Are you seeing more people looking at making value-added products and bringing that product to market themselves? That must be a very scary jump for farmers.
We're seeing a huge amount of interest, certainly in the last 12 months or 2 years. And sometimes in adversity, it gets people thinking. You know, when times were good and so forth, we didn't get nearly as many queries. But now what we have is milk quotas gone. So we have farmers renting more land, bigger herds and so forth. But some of them have said, stop. Let's have a look at what we're doing here. And instead of going for that massive expansion, like most people are doing, they're saying, let's take our quality milk product and turn it into something that we are proud of, whether that's cheese or yogurt or ice cream. And we're getting an awful lot of that over the last 12 months to 2 years.
I think what Eddie's saying there, you know, I hear that echoed by farmers. Certainly more people interested in progressing food businesses than, say, even 10 years ago. We must also look at the fact that, you know, dairy and beef, you're price takers. You're not in control of that. And doing something different is challenging, but there's much more supports out there now. You know, in Omar's case, he's buying in local cow's milk. His cheese has been made in Moorpark. But he feels there's even more opportunities to place imported dairy products with businesses who want to make those foods here, foods coming into Ireland, and also for sheep and goat's milk.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I mean, there is just so much scope in Ireland to be making, and not only halloumi, a number of, you know, value-added products. All types of Mediterranean cheeses can be produced at a far superior quality than what's available elsewhere. And I think this really, really is a wonderful, wonderful area to be investigated. Obviously, the sheep and goats farmers will be our main partners because there's a lot of scope for sheep and goat farming in Ireland. And those farmers, like anybody else, need avenues for marketing of their milk. And halloumi cheese and many other types of high demand Mediterranean cheeses are an excellent use of that milk.
And of course, not just for the Irish market, but for those markets themselves, for the Middle East, for North Africa and the Mediterranean, we're certainly probably not really selling to that market those products at the moment.
No, and there's no reason why we shouldn't be, you know, and at a higher quality, believe me. I mean, what's there in the markets right now is simply not up to standard. You know, we've taken it upon ourselves to produce an artisanal product at a non-artisanal price. And I know that's not an easy thing to do, but it's not impossible. And this is kind of a, let's say, an angle that if we succeed in, it could open the way for many, many other products as well for the Irish market and for export.
All right, that's Omar Haki ending that very interesting report there from Suzanne Campbell. Suzanne, thank you very much indeed for that. So Foodworks 2021, just Google it there, Foodworks 2021. If you have an idea you'd like to develop, like Omar has there, well, maybe it could become a success story for you this year.